happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Please, please tell me, Jess Moskaluk, you get the Flintstones reference.
I'm mostly laughing because I don't think I get that much excitement on my wedding anniversary.
Hey, that's for you to do you on your things. That's all I'm telling you about. But I didn't know whether I should be buying you a gift with tin or aluminum for the 10th anniversary of Cheap Wine and Cigarettes. Is that sunk in yet or what?
That's no. I mean, hopefully we'll, instead of tin or aluminum, we'll be getting double platinum, but we'll see.
Well, okay, let's rewind. 10 years ago, Cheap Wine and Cigarettes comes out. I can tell you the very first place that I heard the song. Where did you hear the song first? On the radio or somewhere that you didn't expect to hear it? Can you recall?
Oof. I don't recall. I do recall the first time I heard Cheap Wine and Cigarettes, though, because Cheap Wine and Cigarettes is not a song that I had the opportunity to write myself. Mm-hmm. So I remember the first time I heard it, it just didn't have my voice on it yet. And I remember hearing it like literally just on my computer and being like, there's no way I'm allowed to record this song. Like, this song is so cool. And it had a male vocal and it, so it sounded much different than what you heard it today. But I'm really curious to hear when you heard it for the first time.
First time I heard it 10 years ago, the Saskatchewan Roughriders were just about to start their warm up at Old Mosaic Stadium. And there it comes over the speakers there. And I'm like, what is this song? I haven't heard it yet. And then I did a little investigating the next week, was able to find out. And it was like, that is so cool.
So cool. That's an epic Saskatchewan story. Good old Rough Riders. They always have my back.
That's right. Absolutely they do. And okay, you talked about it. The song is poised to go double platinum. That puts you in the realm of Shania Twain. So when I say Jess Moskaluk equals Shania Twain, what are you thinking?
I mean, I have had that comparison because of this song so many times over my career. It's so crazy. It's no surprise. I know you and I have talked about this before, but Shania Twain is my all-time favorite artist. She has been since I was a little girl, and it still is that way to this day. So that is crazy. Cheap Wine and Cigarettes specifically made me the first female to go single platinum.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So now to have that, to have that again, when you picture being an artist and when you release a song, you might think it's a really good song and you might be like, this is a smash, but you'd never define what that means. And you never think it's going to go gold or platinum or, God forbid, double platinum. So the fact that we're getting close, we're not there yet, but we're getting really close. So it's just crazy to think that that's something that's not only possible, but likely.
We've talked about this before with your talent and your ability to hear things. And again, when you're sitting down and you're writing, obviously you've got a talent that I wish that I could possess. I do not. So you hear this song in your computer or coming out of the speaker and it's sung by a guy. At what point do you hear your own voice in it? Is it when you get in the studio? At what point do you, oh, this is it?
It's interesting because actually a lot of that first record, the Light Up the Night record, a lot of that record, the demos that I heard were sung by a guy, like most of it. And it was kind of at a time where, you know, love it or hate it, quote unquote, bro country was having a moment. And I thought, you know, we're all kind of slamming bro country, but I really like that sound. And I thought, why can't I do that sound? And so because of that, a lot of the pitches we were getting had male vocals on them. And Cheap Wine and Cigarettes was the only song that I really had a hard time picturing myself on. When I was learning the song, I kept choosing the harmony because that's what was sung by a female. And my producer had to say, nope, you flip back into the harmony. And every other song on that record, I had no problem. But this one, I don't know what it was. I had a really hard time getting there with it. And then once I did, it was just autopilot. Like to this day, I don't think there's a lot of vocal things that I've changed after singing it live for 10 years.
Okay, 10 years. It seems like a long time ago. Or does it? Does it seem like just yesterday?
Both, somehow. Depends on the day. There are specific moments that feel like they were just yesterday. Hearing my voice on the song for the first time, pulling up to my mom's house in my car, crying because I finally felt like we nailed down what my sound was. You know, playing at Boots and Hearts and getting yanked off the stage and having people chant for the very first time, Cheap Wine and Cigarettes, and getting pulled back onto the stage. It was all due to weather. Sorry, my dog's being very distracting right now. I don't know if you can hear her.
No, it's all good.
Sorry. Yeah, so there are definitely moments that feel like just yesterday, and then in the same breath, they kind of feel like a lifetime ago.
Okay, you can jump into the time machine. It's actually sitting right there behind me. You can jump in. You're going back 10 years. What are you telling yourself that day when you hear the song, when you're going into the studio? What do you tell yourself to prepare yourself for?
There's nothing I could tell myself to prepare myself for. There's so much like that I feel like I've hung on to. Like my work ethic at the time was right where it is right now. And I think I would just tell myself to buckle up because you're never going to believe what's coming in the next 10 years.
Now, there is some specials marking the occasion, if you will, a new sound that we're going to hear. Tell me, it's hard to go ahead and introduce a new sound to something that we're so familiar with. Explain this to me.
Totally. So because Cheap Wine and Cigarettes is turning 10, we decided to re-release it. I will preface this by saying it sounds nothing like the original. Only thing that is the same is my vocal. I didn't re-record it in order to kind of honor that 10-year mark. We kept the same vocal, but my friend Dan Swinimer reimagined the whole thing. It's totally, when you hear the opening, you're not even going to recognize it as the same song. It's a lot like edgier and darker and moodier, and it's really cool and it's really special and I love it. But it's intended to be different, not necessarily better, because I know there's nothing that can ever, you're never attempting to replace or, you know, perfect the original. That's a time capsule all in itself. And this is something just different. And it's really cool. I'm excited for people to hear it. That comes out on Friday.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I just said it's called the Vice Mix.
I like the Vice Mix. So I was thinking champagne and stogies, but Cheap Wine and Cigarettes are probably still the same. Let's keep it going for another 10 years or so, eh?
I mean, literally, wine only gets better with time. So that's...
Better with age. Can't believe it's been 10 years. Congrats, Jess. You deserve every accolade. And again, being compared to Shania Twain like you is tops. And congratulations. You deserve it all.